Laughter is the best medicine for a stressful day. Huh. Laughter is the best medicine for a stressful day. Have you ever seen a person who is laughing and joyous and happy who has stress impinging on their life? No, not at all. Because these people don't have time for stress. You know the story we tell about the mother taking care of 6, 8 kids there, and the kids are sick as foxes, you know, and the mother's working on it, and the neighbor lady comes in and says, "How can you do that? How can you do that?" She says, "What do you mean, how can I do it?" And she says, "Well, how come you don't get sick, you know, with the kids?" "I don't have time to be sick. I'm too busy. I don't have time to be sick." Now, why don't we say that all the days of our life? "I don't have time to be sick. I only have time to have happiness and laughter. I don't have time for stress." Can you imagine? Laughter is the best medicine for a stressful life. And if you are laughing all the time, they say, "Well, only an idiot laughs all the time." No. No. Idiots don't have many problems, do they?
No.
They don't have many problems. But we have problems because we make it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. No. I don't mean that we should go out and just be insensitive to life and the world. I just mean we should go out and be insensitive to life and the world. There is no reason why you have to be concerned about another person's problem. My son is a fantastic experience there. I'm sure his wife has a lot to do with it too. But they go to the rescue centers and they pick up puppy dogs that are needing a rescue for whatever reason. Nobody's taking care of them. Nobody wants them. They have to euthanize them because their time has come. There's nobody in life who's taking care of them. And Mark and Leslie go to the rescue center. No stress. They don't look at these pups that they're supposed to handle. The rescue center calls them when they have special ones that need help that nobody wants and nobody picks up. And so then they go in there and they look at these pups, usually one or two, and they fall in love with them. They take them home. They have a cage for each of the 13 dogs they have in their mobile home. And their mobile home is one of the tiny mobile homes. It's like an 8-foot wide, you know, to be able to be hauled down the road, and maybe 18 feet long, something like that. But it's just a skinny little thing. And in there, they live with their 13 dogs. And they have a big yard that they had fixed, fenced in, so that the dogs could go out and run around without getting lost. Because some of the dogs are blind. Some of the dogs aren't fast learners. But when they're with their friends, and when they're all treated alike, they're all treated with love, no stress. There's no stress there. They're always laughing. "Look at that. Oh, isn't that wonderful? My goodness." And the dogs are doing all these wonderful things that are making them happy. Now, do Mark and Leslie have any payment for the work that they're doing? Oh, yes, they do. They have happy hearts. They have the payment for laughter and joy and happiness in their life. They just look at these friends that have come into their life that were not appreciated somewhere else. And they appreciate them. They love them. They won't let them be nonsense. They teach them manners in their house. They teach them things they can do. But Mark has a very loose house. He and Leslie allow these pets to live. And they have that whole outdoors. And they're up on the top of a mountain near San Luis Obispo. And they're just having the greatest time. And then people come along and they are there to pick up a dog. They wanted to have a pet. And so they look at these rejected dogs that have now been unrejected. They've taken off the reject sign and they now have the happiness sign on them. And with that happiness sign on them, the new prospective owners come over and look at the dog. Oh, I want them all, I want them all. And Mark and Leslie say, one to a customer. And the dogs sort of cycle through their house, cycle through their lives, cycle through their world, but the happiness is always going in and out and there. It's not ever lost. because they don't have a stressful life at all. They live a happy life. Mark comes to visit me, and he's 50-some years old, and he wants to tell me about his new project. Hey, he talks just like a kid, just as though it was he's 15 years old and having the greatest experience of his life. And yet, what he says are truly the words of a very intellectual, very competent professor. He speaks so wisely and so well of everything because he lives a happy life filled with laughter, filled with joy, filled with peace. And what does he do? He has worked over the years with people who have had difficulty with drugs and difficulty with liquor. And they come and they work for him. They're usually younger people. They help him build his ultralight airplanes. And you think, my goodness, how could he do that? He did. And then he checked everything they do, checked it over and over again, made sure it was perfect, and he flew it himself. And everything they did, every one of them stopped their experiences with drugs. They stopped their experiences with liquor. They stopped their experiences with smoking, which was a big feature for a lot of them. And all they started to do was to like themselves. And the next thing you know, they began liking their mummies and daddies. And these were adult people that Mark was working with. And then they began taking dogs in their world, in their house trailers in which they lived. And they were happy. But laughter alleviates stress as fast as any medicine could ever do, with no side effects, no after effect. Everything is in perfect divine order. And this is what is true for you and me. Now, if you have a hang-up, and you come to me and you say, I got a hang-up, and I say, good, enjoy it. No, I don't want it anymore. Okay, then I tell you, I like me. Just say, I like me, I like, and the stress goes away. When you like yourself, you're not giving yourself a hard time. When you like yourself, you're treating yourself with respect and honor and love. When you like yourself, you're doing all things that make you feel happy. And that's pretty darn good. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Gott sei Dank.
Yes.
Then, if you are ready for that, here is the prescription. Uh-huh. The prescription for you at all times,
I like me,
is to say, as Ellen just said, I like me. I am peace. 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 I am relaxed. I like me. I am peace. And then Ellen, when she's in the middle of her tizzy, thinking of all the things that disturb her, her two cats, Sweetie and Mino, come climbing up on her lap. And they're big cats. They're cats like, you know, small dogs, bigger dogs. And they climb on her lap, and they lay their head on her chest, and they look up into her eyes, and they say, Ellen, I love you. You're whole and perfect. You're peace. You're relaxed. There's not a stressful bone in your body. You're fantastic. And Ellen says, how do you know that? How do you know that? And they said, no, that's cool. Cool. That's for us to know and you to just experience. Because we look at you and we see the inner depth of you, which is peace and love. And because you are always coming in here, and every time you look at us in your house, in our house, you're laughing. You think, oh my God, here they're on top of this, here they are, they're everywhere. They zoom out the door and zoom in the door, and they're climbing up trees, and they're running around in the grass, and they're chasing anything that happens to be in the yard, and nothing happens to be in the yard anymore. They don't dare, because those cats are so busy saying, let's play. And they're happy all the time, doing great and wonderful things, just like you are, Ellen, just like you are, Anita, just like I am, just like all of the friends we have in our world, whole and perfect, whole and perfect. And how did it happen? We learned to laugh. We learned to be happy. We learn to say, all is in divine order. I am peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. Say that for yourself today and watch that laughter in you take care of itself. And that laughter in you is the best medicine for a stressful day. And you better believe it, because it's true, and I know it's true. Have a lovely day. And don't look for the faults on your blouse. Don't look for the failure in your life. Look for the happiness in everything. I love you. I love you. I love you.